Title: Subgrooves That Swing Behind the Drums Beginner. Alright, welcome in. In this Ableton Live lesson, we're doing something that sounds tiny, but feels massive in drum and bass, making the subgroove swing behind the drums. Because in a lot of rolling DNB, the kick is not the thing you want to feel late. The drums should feel like they're charging forward and the sub kind of leans back, like it's dragging the pocket in a controlled way. That little pull is a huge part of the roll. By the end, you'll have a simple 16-bar loop, kick and snare in the classic positions, a hat groove, and a clean sine sub that follows a simple note pattern but lands slightly behind the drum energy. And we'll keep it club safe, mono, controlled, consistent. Let's build it. First, quick session setup. Set your tempo to somewhere between 172 and 175 BPM. I'll use 174. Create a drum track, a sub-bass MIDI track, and if you want a secret weapon, add a reference track and drop in a pro DNB tune. Turn it way down. You're not copying notes, you're comparing feel. Tiny Ableton housekeeping. If you're using one-shot drum hits, you generally don't need warp on those. Warp is more for longer audio, loops, vocals, that kind of thing. Now step 1. The drum anchor. We want an instantly recognizable DNB skeleton. 1 bar, 4/4 on a 16th note grid. Kick goes on beat 1. Snare goes on beats 2 and 4. In drum and bass, that's the heart. The backbeat is everything. Then hats. Start super basic. Closed hat on 8ths or 16ths if you want more energy. And you can add a hint of shuffle by moving a couple hat hits slightly later. Don't go crazy yet. The main late feel we're designing is going to be in the sub. Very intentionally. Hats just help glue the vibe. If you want a quick drum polish, you can put drum bus on the drum group. A little drive, like 3-8%. Keep boom low, because we're already about to add a real sub. And push transients a bit, like +5 to +15, so the drums speak clearly. Then on the drum group, throw an EQ8 and high pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz. That's not removing your bass is on the sub track. This is just removing useless rumble so the low end stays clean. Cool. Now step 2. Build a clean sub instrument. On the sub bass MIDI track, load operator. This is beginner proof for sub. Oscillator A, set it to a sine wave. Keep it simple. Now the envelope. The big goal here is no clicks, but still tight. Set attack very short, like 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay somewhere around 200 to 600 milliseconds, depending on your note lengths. Sustain basically off, so it behaves like clean hits rather than an endlessly held tone, unless you're intentionally holding notes. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. That release is one of the easiest ways to stop popping at the end of notes. After operator, add EQ8. Low pass around 120 to 180 Hz. We're keeping this as sub only for now. No hero mids yet. Then add saturator. This is one of the most underrated beginner moves. Gentle saturation helps the sub read on smaller speakers without needing to crank it. Use soft sine or analog clip and drive it lightly, like 1 to 4 dB. Then set the output so you're not accidentally making it louder and thinking it sounds better just because it's louder. If you prefer wavitable, you can do that too. Basic shape sine. No unison, keep it mono. But operator is perfect here. Now step 3. Program a simple rolling sub pattern. Here's the mindset. The sub should feel like a conversation with a kick, not a clone of it. If it copies the kick exactly, it can feel stiff, and it can also clash. Pick a key, like F or G. For now, just use the root note most of the time. In one bar, aim for about 4 to 6 notes. A beginner-friendly rhythm that rolls well is one hit on beat 1, another hit shortly after, like on an offbeat in the early part of the bar, then a hit after the snare, around beat 3, and another hit a little after that. And here's a big DNB tip, give the snare room. The snare in DNB often has a long body. If your sub lands right in the loudest part of the snare tail, the backbeat can smear. Even if it's technically on time, it can feel messy. So either place the sub clearly before the snare, as a pickup, or clearly after, as an answer. Avoid that awkward sitting on the snare chest moment. Alright, now the main topic. Step 4, making the sub sit behind the drums. I'm going to give you 3 methods. You only need 1. The goal is the same. Drums feel like they lead. Sub feels like it leans back. Controlled late, not mistake late. Method 1 is the fastest and cleanest. Track delay. In Ableton, hit the little D button in the bottom right to show track delays. On the sub bass track, set track delay to +10 milliseconds to start. Loop 1 or 2 bars and listen. You're listening for this. The kick feels like it punches first, and the sub arrives just after, like it's tugging behind the drum groove. Push it to plus 15 or plus 20 if you want it more obvious. In rolling styles, 12 to 25 milliseconds can be the sweet zone. Above 30 milliseconds, it can start to feel disconnected unless your pattern is super sparse. So don't think more is better. Think, pocket, and coach note here, the right number depends on your kick sample. If your kick is short and clicky, you can often get away with more late sub. If your kick is long and boomy, too much delay will make the low end feel like two separate events. Method 2. Groove pool. This gives you a more musical swing. Open the groove pool, find a swing 16 groove or an MPC style swing, and drag it onto the sub MIDI clip. Then adjust timing somewhere around 30 to 70%. Keep random low, like 0 to 10%, because sub randomness can sound like bad timing fast. Velocity amount should be subtle too. We don't want your sub weight changing wildly. This method is awesome when you want human movement, not just a fixed late offset. Method 3. Nudge only certain MIDI notes. This is the surgical approach. Open the MIDI clip and choose which hits lean back. A super common feel is, keep the first downbeat more anchored and let the offbeats or pickups lag a touch. So maybe you keep the note on beat 1 exactly on the grid and you nudge the offbeat notes to the right by 5 to 20 milliseconds. That gives you drums push, bass pulls without sounding like the whole track is late. And here's an advanced but teasy variation you can try. A push-pull moment. Nudge a pickup note slightly early, just a few milliseconds, and then nudge the next offbeat slightly late. That contrast creates motion even if you're using a single repeated root note. It's subtle, but it feels pro. Quick sanity check tip. Duplicate your sub track. Keep one version perfectly on grid, and the other version with your delay or groove. Now mute and unmute while looping. If you only notice a difference when staring at the grid, it's too subtle. If it sounds like a timing mistake, it's too much. You want that oh wow, it rolls moment. If you want a visual check, resample or freeze and flatten the sub to audio, zoom in next to the kick waveform and look for consistency. You're not trying to make it random. You want the same relationship hit to hit. Now step 5, sidechain, so it's still punchy. Late sub is fun, but the kick still needs space. Put Ableton's compressor on the sub track. Turn on sidechain, and choose the kick as the input. Start with ratio 4 to 1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see around 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. One important note, when you delay the sub, you sometimes need to tweak the release. If the release is too long, the sub may feel like it never fully comes back. If it's too short, it can chatter. Adjust until the pump feels smooth and rolling. Step 6. Keep it mono and clean. This is non-negotiable for a beginner sub. Add utility on the sub track and set width to 0%. That forces mono. Optional cleanup. EQ 8 and gently roll off subsonic rumble below 25 to 30 Hz. And throw a spectrum device on to see what's happening. You're looking for a stable fundamental, not a bunch of chaotic low energy. If your note volumes feel inconsistent, you can use very gentle compression just to level the weight, not to pump. Think low ratio, slower attack, short release, or even a limiter at the end catching just 1 to 2 dB occasionally. That's like setting a ceiling so a couple notes don't jump out while you're learning. Now step 7. Turn your loop into a quick 16-bar idea so it feels like Riedel DNB. Bars 1 to 8. Main groove. Keep it steady. Tiny velocity changes if you want, but keep it controlled. Bars 9 to 12, add a variation. Easiest one. Remove one sub note before a snare so the snare cracks harder. Or add a quick octave jump right at the end of bar 12 for energy. Bars 13 to 16, tension and release. Add a bit more hat energy. And at the end of bar 16, you can do a tiny sub fill, but keep it clean. A great trick is to mute the sub on the last half beat before the loop restarts. That makes the next bar feel huge, because the first kick hits into empty space. And if you want a super DNB stop time moment, mute hats for half a bar while keeping the late sub groove. That drag becomes really obvious. Then when hats come back it feels faster. Now, quick common mistake so you can avoid the pain. If it sounds sloppy, you probably delayed too much. Try pulling back toward 10 to 20 milliseconds and check against the snare. If the kick loses punch, your sub is clashing. Fix the pattern so there's space, and sidechain properly. If your sub feels weak, make sure it's mono. Width at 0. If your hearing clicks, give the sub a tiny bit of attack and enough release. Also check note lengths. Random overlaps can create inconsistent thumps. Decide if you want clean retriggering with no overlap, or intentional legato with glide. And don't swing everything. Keep kick and snare pretty locked. Swing the hats a bit, swing the sub a bit, but let the backbone stay solid. Let's do a quick 10-minute practice routine to lock this in. Make a 1-bar drum loop at 174 BPM. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Make a sign sub with operator. Program a 1-bar sub groove with about 4 to 6 notes, mostly root. Now make 3 versions of the same sub. Version A, track delay at 0 milliseconds. Version B, track delay at plus 12. Version C, track delay at plus 20. Record or bounce 8 bars of each and ask yourself, which one makes the drums feel like they're pulling the track forward, and which one still feels tight? That's the whole spiel. Control drag. Recap to finish. Swinging behind the drums in DNB usually means micro-late sub timing, not messy playing. The best beginner move is track. Delay around plus 10 to plus 20 milliseconds on the sub. Then sidechain it so the kick stays punchy. Keep the sub mono, clean, and stable with utility, eck, and gentle saturation. And add small arrangement variations so it feels like music, not a loop. If you tell me what drum pattern you're using, like two-step, steppers, or break-led, and what your kick is like, short and punchy or long and boomy, I can suggest which sub-timing profile tends to work best and exactly which hits you should let lean back.